You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. Doug Lamarice here from Cleveland.com with your Buckeye Talk headlines. For the week of June 26th, day late, because, yeah, everything blew up on Friday night with this name, image, and likeness stuff in Ohio. We'll talk about that in a minute. If you're reading Cleveland.com, though, you already saw it. I wrote a big column about it for Saturday morning. So we appreciate you reading Cleveland.com/OSU. We appreciate you listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, and we appreciate everybody who is a tech subscriber. And you can try it for free at 614-350-3315. Let's get to those headlines again. I'm Doug, but you know that. Ohio's name, image, and likeness bill hit a snag, unexpected snag this week. Doug Lamarice of Cleveland.com. Why? Because politics are going to politic. Jenna Powell, state rep, is at the heart of the problem here because everybody agreed on name, image, and likeness, basically around the country at every level of government, and more importantly, Democrats and Republicans. I've been calling it the last bipartisan issue in America because we have somehow come around to the idea, finally, should happen 10 years ago, that like college athletes should be able to do commercials, should be able to make money on endorsements. It's not the colleges paying them, but they should be able to make outside money like humans do. So that had passed the Ohio Senate last week, 33-0. It passed out of committee in the House, 13-1. I don't even know who the one was. And then right when they were about to vote on it, and again, bipartisan, everybody was going to approve it, and they were going to get it to Mike DeWine's desk and get this done before July 1st, which was the target date, because a lot of other states are going to have name, image, and likeness effective and allowable for their college athletes by July 1st, which means those kids, they're not kids. That's a mistake that we all make sometimes. Those young adults, those athletes, are going to have the right to start making money. But Ohio mucked it up because Jenna Powell mucked it up, because she attached an amendment about something completely different, about banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports in Ohio, which is a bill that has passed in other states, but do it on your own. Why do you have to—I know this is politics. This happens. You attach something controversial to something popular, but as a sports writer, I'm going to say that's dumb. It's disingenuous. It's cynical. It's craven. And just because it might be politics as usual doesn't mean we as sports fans have to sit here and take it. It stinks, and Jenna Powell is responsible for this. Name, image, and likeness is going to get through because the bill passed the House. It just didn't pass unanimously. And then Mike DeWine, the governor, said he's not going to sign this version of it. He doesn't want this version of it. The Ohio Senate then attached name, image, and likeness as an amendment to a different bill. I mean, honestly, seriously, politics, could it be dumber? But it's people like Jenna Powell. And it's not about whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And it's not about what the issue was. It's about, are you so craven that you are going to use college athletes as a prop? That you're going to use 19 and 20-year-olds who have been waiting for this right, who've been planning for this right to just make some money on the outside. It doesn't hurt anybody. You're so craven. You're so attached to your one singular issue that you can't do. You can't have a bipartisan issue. You're just incapable of it. It's vile. The behavior is vile. I don't know anything about Jenna Powell. But if this is how you're going to conduct your business, again, no matter what party you're in, no matter what the issue is, if this is how you're going to conduct your business and you're going to use college athletes in Ohio as props, you shouldn't be doing it. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Ohio. 19 other states have managed to pass it so far. Ohio is on hold because of this. So if that's how you want to run your life and if that's how you want to do politics, okay. As a voter in Ohio, that's not what I want. And I'm curious if that's what you want. I'm mad about it, man. That's your first headline. Doug Lamarice from Cleveland.com. There's a chance that by the time you hear this, JT Tumalau is an Ohio State Buckeye. But he's not yet, but he might be heading that way. Five-star defensive lineman from the state of Washington. Has Ohio State in his final five. officially visiting the schools that interest him the most right now because he wasn't able to do it during the pandemic, and he is being comprehensive. Credit to Tumalau and his family for being comprehensive in his recruitment. Again, Doug Lamoureux from Cleveland.com. He visited Ohio State recently, and he had previously visited Alabama unofficially, canceled his final official visit to Alabama this week. Now, what does that mean? It feels like it's good for Ohio State. So that means that, like, Bama is kind of out, it feels like. So now if it's down to Ohio State, Oregon, Washington, and USC, that those are the schools that he officially visited and that's what he's considering, it felt like Bama had been the greatest competitor for Ohio State to land this player. And I think Ohio State has to feel that it's in pretty good shape right now. Again, JT Tumalau, almost 6'5", 277-pound defensive lineman, top five recruit in the country. It would be a huge get for Ohio State. You're always trying to read tea leaves on this recruiting stuff. It feels like that's a good move for Ohio State's interest that he didn't even make the official visit to Alabama. That decision should be coming probably sooner than later. Again, this is he's going to be a freshman in the fall. So he's just kind of later than the players who signed in December or signed in February. But again, it's because he's taking his time and because of the pandemic had prevented his opportunities to make official visits, and he wanted to make those before he made his choice. Feels like he's going to be a Buckeye. JT Tumalau, five-star recruit, might be heading to Ohio State. Interesting debate with our Ohio State Tech subscribers this week. Would you take 10 years of Urban Meyer, if you could get him back at Ohio State, or 7 more of Ryan Day? I said I'd take Ryan Day because of the offensive acumen, the quarterback expertise, and the modern college football game. Urban Meyer had been a revolutionary offensive coach in his era. Day is more of the current era with that. And Day was the beneficiary of everything Urban Meyer left him. So the best of what Urban Meyer does, which is build a structure and a winning program and hire good people, Day took that over. And then Day is just kind of the next evolution of offensive acumen that Ohio State with Day is getting the best of both worlds. And Tech subscribers agreed. 92%. I asked Tech subscribers the same thing. 92%. Hard to believe. Urban Meyer, arguably one of the, I think probably inarguably one of the best 15 to 20 college football coaches of all time. Arguably one of the 10 best. And certainly, I think, one of the 5 best of like the modern era. 3 national championships. But you'd probably take Ryan Day just with where things are right now. 92% of the Tech subscribers said they would take Ryan Day for another 7, then Urban Meyer for another 10. It's amazing to think that's where people are, but it's also a credit to what Ryan Day has done since he took over as Ryan Day heads into year 3 as Ohio State's head coach in 2021. I'm Doug Lamoureux. Make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Recruit to watch for Ohio State, Jaden Davis in the class of 2024. It's a young player. He's a quarterback. He is a huge Justin Fields fan, and that's the kind of thing that can really have an impact on recruits. So he's from the South. He might wind up as the number one overall quarterback, number one overall recruit in the class of 2024. He's from South Carolina, going to be a sophomore in the fall, was at an Ohio State camp recently in Columbus. And when you hear, he told Cleveland.com, told our Nathan Baird, how much of a Justin Fields fan he is, man, that really helps connect a player to a school when he has that, not just thinking with his head, hey, is this school going to help me, but with the heart. Right, that, hey, I love Justin Fields, and I'd kind of like to maybe be the next guy. And Justin Fields, who started at Georgia, had a success at Ohio State. Davis, originally from Gwinnett County, Georgia, which is right around the Atlanta area. That's where Fields came from as well, grew up around the Atlanta area. So similar build, maybe a similar style of quarterback, and maybe a quarterback that Ohio State fans should be keeping their eye on. Jaden Davis in the class of 2024. To follow Ohio State recruiting, make sure you read it in Cleveland.com/OSU and listening every Thursday to our Buckeye Football Futures podcast. Ohio State landing a recruit recently, Dallin Hayden, running back, number 237 overall prospect in the country, number 24 running back, according to 247 Sports, picked Ohio State over Notre Dame, Tennessee, and Illinois. He is from Tennessee. Some comparisons to Master Teague, the Ohio State current running back, who is from Tennessee. Not a huge surprise, but locking up a running back in your class, always kind of a big deal. It's interesting to see what the Buckeyes are doing there. They took two huge running back recruits in the current class of freshmen, the class of 2021, with Trevion Henderson and Evan Pryor. So in 2022, certainly not as much of a need, did not get as highly ranked of a guy, but you got to get somebody in there. And Hayden really might be like the exact right kind of fit, a guy maybe who's not going to come and demand to play ahead of Trevion Henderson right away. And we'll stick around maybe if he doesn't, but then give you a guy maybe by year three, year four of his career when he could help you out. Again, Dallin Hayden, number 237 overall prospect in the country, number 24 running back. He committed to Ohio State. He is the number 14 overall verbal commitment for the Buckeyes in the class of 2022. And I'm Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com.